how wearing a CGM helped Hallie Organ increase her energy levels. Hallie couldn't figure out why she felt fatigued until balancing her blood sugar gave her the boost she needed. Hallie Organ, 32, from Chicago, Illinois, her time with Levels has been 3 months and says her most useful takeaway, a middle-of-the-night drop in blood sugar disturbed her sleep. After realizing it was due to consuming alcohol at night, she changed her habits to eat a glucose-stabilizing meal with it. Question one, what were your health habits like before Levels? I'm typically a health-conscious person, she says, and I have a good understanding of what's good for me to eat and what's not good for me. Every day, I start my morning with green juice to get in as many green veggies as I can. During the pandemic, I let those habits slip a little bit, so I was ready to get back on track. Number two, why did you want to put a CGM on your arm? My company offered Levels as a part of a beta program, and I signed up to understand how food affects me. My main issue was my energy levels. It was something I had tried in the past to figure out. While I went on different elimination diets and went in for blood tests, I didn't get the results I wanted. Since I was always tired, my first goal was to feel good. After that, I was also hoping to lose a little bit of weight. Number three, what food did you find spiked your blood sugar? What foods consistently kept it stable? One of my surprises came when I was in a rush and there wasn't much food at home. I decided to order a smoothie and have it delivered. It was a fruit smoothie bowl with fruit and chia seeds. After I drank it, my zone score was zero. Zero. Are you kidding me? I was appalled for the rest of the day. And here I was trying to order a smoothie because I wanted to be healthy. As for foods that best control my blood sugar, Edel's chicken sausage, eggs with salsa or lentil soup were all perfect. And I also learned to eat my go-to foods in different ways. For example, Greek yogurt with cashew butter gave me a more significant spike, but I was more stable when I made zucchini bread with cashew butter and almond flour. Around the time when I started wearing a CGM, I also began intermittent fasting. I would fast for 16 hours a day, beginning to eat at noon and then close my eating window around 8 p.m. When I first started with Levels, my blood sugar when I woke up was usually around 98 milligrams. As I got going with IF, my morning levels got down to between 76 and 80 milligrams. Number four, did you notice any non-food effects on your blood sugar? Yes. If I would go out and have drinks, my glucose levels would crash at night, typically around 50 milligrams, but sometimes as low as 42. And I found that I'd wake up in the middle of the night. The next day after that happened, I'd notice I had a brain fog and my energy levels were even worse. What I found helpful was that if I was going to have a drink, to do it alongside healthy food. Manhattan alone, zone score of 1 or 2. Manhattan and a wedge salad, zone score of 6. Martini with shrimp cocktail, much better than a martini on its own. And my glucose levels wouldn't get so low at night if I was eating this way. Number five, did anything surprise you about your results after using Levels? Weight loss wasn't my first goal, but I was hoping for it, and I lost about 5 or 6 pounds without trying so hard. When you look at the graphs and see your blood sugar spike in one direction and go into the red, all you want to do is get it down. When that would happen, I'd regroup and the next day focus on eating my go-to foods like chicken sausage or green vegetable juice with collagen mixed in. To stay more stable. Overall, using the CGM made me more conscious of my food choices. Just by aiming to avoid the high spikes, I was able to lose some weight. My fatigue was the main goal I was working on, and on days where I saw fewer spikes and more stable glucose responses, my energy levels were so much better. Don't forget to check out our website at levelshealth.com. And for more articles just like this one, subscribe to our podcast, Levels Metabolic Insights.